You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer, and I have been a tarot reader for well over 10 years now. I do a lot of things from astrology to energy healing, but I always come back to say that I am simply a channel of spirit. And with that, I would like to bring in some messages for the collective regarding what to expect over the next week. And so whenever you're listening or watching this, what is coming up is the energies to be aware of. So over the next week, it seems like you are being asked to really move forward. Okay, you have the confidence, or if you don't feel like you have the confidence yet, allow it to build, okay? Because sometimes whatever the situation has caused a little bit of the lack of confidence, know that you can simply step towards that once again. And so if you're in a position where you have to be making decisions over the next 7 days, it would be more wise at this time to take a traditional approach. It's not necessarily a good week to reinvent the wheel. So stick to what you know this week. It doesn't mean that you have to shut down ideals or projects, whatever it may be. It just take a traditional approach. And within that approach, perhaps you can take some creative liberties. Because there's something coming forward that, like an opportunity, it could be so many different things. But there is a warning here as well, is to pay attention to overindulgence. And this can be alcohol, it can be substance abuse. It can, of course, like this envelops a lot of things, social media, being on all the social media too much. It could also just mean allowing yourself to stay small to avoid the issues that are going on inside. So while all of this is going on and you're taking a traditional approach to rebuild your confidence, just remember that there is always another opportunity, particularly three opportunities coming forward. But you need to offer to get yourself out of your head so you can meet that and be able to make decisions that will bring you back to the place of self. And so I hope that you have the great rest of the week. And we're going to go to our caller today. So we have Annual. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what type of questions do you have today?
What can you tell me about, like, career? Like, what do you see in the career for me?
Okay, yeah, let's see what we can go in. So it does seem like there's currently a transition going on, which is surrounded by a lot of positive cards. So it seems like this transition was necessary. Have you been in any type of legal field or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay, that's fine. So around all of this, it seems like, there's going to be a slow, steady build. So there is a lot of balance coming your way, and it does looks like there may be a little bit more travel regarding your career, where you're moving next, because there is a transition phase. What's good about
it? That'll be fun, huh?
Yeah, so it seems particularly around water. So if you have an opportunity to go somewhere that has water, there seems to be a little bit of arguments and competition going on. Do you currently have a career, or are you looking to transition?
I haven't worked in a while, honestly. But that's, okay. I do want to start working again.
All right. And so, again, it's like, okay, moving forward to something new, you have the skill sets. I see that new beginning, like specifically like you being able to lead younger people as well. There's a level of leadership and authority here. And you have all the tools to do so, to move forward. But there does seem like there is a bit of competition, and to just be aware of as you're looking and deciding what to do next. I'm seeing five different opportunities, five different people. But just pay attention to what's going on, because you don't want to step back into a workplace that is just a bunch of younger individuals all thinking they're right and not getting anything done. So that is about 3 out of 5 opportunities that you will be considering or being offered. They are going to be surrounded by very headstrong individuals. Nobody wants to admit that they're wrong. Everyone's right. So just be aware of that while you are looking for new opportunities. There is especially something, yeah, coming forward. I see you moving forward. I see opportunities for abundance. But there's also something here of like discontentment. And also, I don't quite know how to interpret this yet. Okay, you don't have to say anything if you don't want to, but there does seem like there could be a little bit of overconsumption that was in play, whether that is you or somebody else that may be around. But it seems like all of that has kind of is playing a role or has played a role into how you're moving forward within any sort of career. Do you know anybody who has been involved in substance abuse or overconsumption?
I don't really at the top of my head.
Okay. Well, that is completely okay. So just keep that in mind, though. Overconsumption can mean a lot of different things, okay? It doesn't always have to be substance abuse, but there is this unhealthy pattern that is overlaying how you view opportunities coming to you. And I am continuously seeing a woman coming forward as well. So I don't know if this could be a partner or just a figure, but it seems like there is a sense of lack, especially around like this feminine figure. So she is feeling a little flustered, lots of options going forward, but feeling like she's out in the cold. And there is more balance coming towards this individual as well. But again, that I don't know why I'm getting information about this particular woman. So do you currently have a spouse or a partner, a long-term partner?
No, I'm single.
Okay. So this is becoming a very interesting reading again, because everything that I'm seeing, it's quite contradicting to what you're saying. So let me just take a moment to clarify, to make sure I am getting the right information. Okay. So, of course, take everything as resonates. If something isn't resonating, which I am saying, there could be another reader that would be more beneficial towards you. But it seems like there was a significant maternal or feminine figure in your life that has created reservations and wounds in your life. And so there is a subconscious part of it of not feeling safe, not potentially having a strong foundation, being worried about money, being worried about having a roof over your head. It could also be a fear of abandonment as well. So potentially it could be like even attaching to, whether it be a job, a person, or a hobby, because it feels safe. And whatever relationship that you had with this woman, whether it was a maternal figure or a past relationship, it has really unsettled part of your soul. And so while you may be starting to work through more emotions as well and wanting to even get back into dating, there is still like a discontentment of like, women just want money. Or of course, these are just examples, or they're just does not click with you. And that is okay. That is okay that there is an internal kind of review as well. But just allow yourself to kind of, I know that you asked about work, but this is coming in because it is affecting how you view your job and which direction you're going to go in. Because underneath, the path that you have chosen up to this point is highly influenced by this feminine figure and that fear of abandonment, a fear of, again, just being left out and have to face everything by yourself. And it seems like in this moment, because all of this is coming back up, there is going to be a bit of a growth period for you in order to find the next step on where you're going next, because you are in a transition phase. And there is going to be a clash between what your intuition and your gut is telling you and what your mind is telling you. And you're going to have to take it step by step. If you want some more financial stability, if you want kind of an exciting home life, because right now your judgment isn't necessarily fully reflective on the entire picture. And the Justice card is coming up again. So if you're involved in any type of legal matters or any type of, it could be so many different things, organization issues. Continue to work towards that. Be creative, take the lead, because things are coming towards you. It's coming to a completion and a new beginning is coming. But at the same time, it was recommended and suggested that you look towards these past feminine relationships and how they created your life today, because that is the next step on how you're going to move forward. So I hope that helps. Of course, you can always reach out if you have any other questions, and always reach out to another reader too if this didn't fully resonate with you. So I hope the best, and I hope you have a great week, Emmanuel.
You too. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. And so I hope everyone has a good week. Remember that collective message, and may all be best and all your hopes and dreams come true. Until next week, everyone.